Well, it is that time of the year. What time of the year? Time to think about next year. Hello again, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. Welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. And if you're a medical sales professional, you're probably glad that it's the end of the year because the end of the year gives you an opportunity for a new start. January comes around, you have great expectations, you have wonderful ideas, you decide you're going to get out there and call on those customers you haven't been able to get to for the last quarter or two of the year. Just great things. And by the way, it should be. I like to think of January as a new start because let's remember we're human beings. And as human beings, what we do is we fall into patterns and habits. And a lot of times, in any endeavor that you're in, your success or lack thereof is the direct result of the patterns or habits which drive your behaviors every day, right? You know what I'm talking about. All those things you think about doing. Let me give you an example. January is coming around, so what are a lot of people going to do? They're going to make New Year's resolutions to do things like lose weight, or start working out in the gym. Medical sales reps frequently make resolutions, maybe not of such a formal nature. They're not writing them down and they're not joining gyms, for example, or you know, signing up somewhere at an organization or entity which will help drive their behaviors in their territory, but they're thinking about doing things a little bit differently. So this is good. This is good. You're perfectly normal if you're doing this. But the difference that I'm hoping that you're going to make, as well as myself, I mean, you know, in the business I'm in, there's things that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And the only way to get those things done is to implement them, to start making them a regular part of your life, changing behaviors, changing your thinking, which, by the way, a lot of times changing your behaviors starts with changing your thinking. So these are the things that I want to talk a little bit about today, and I'm going to get specific for medical sales, but this is a great opportunity. It's the end of the year, it's time for a new start, and I really want you to commit to achieving whatever goals you have for next year, whatever they are. If it's taking business from a specific competitor, then get a picture of your competitor. In fact, you might be wondering, how do you do that? When you run into this competitor in a doctor's office or in a hospital or something like that, just take your smartphone and say, hey, you know what? I want to take your picture, and snap a picture of them. They probably won't hit you, and if they do, you could file charges, you could take them to court, and you could probably eliminate them from the territory that way. But that's not what I'm advocating. I'm not telling you to go out and get punched. That's not a great way to succeed in this business. But I'm saying, if you really want to target a competitor, then think of the image of that competitor on a daily basis and start strategically laying down plans for how you're going to take that person's business. And it's absolutely possible. One of the things that drives me crazy is when I talk to sales reps and they'll say, well, you know, I'm never going to get Dr. Abbott's business because, you know, Dr. Abbott is in there so tight with John, the competition. I mean, they go golfing together and they take vacations together. I mean, I've just pretty much written that business off. What an incredibly stupid thing to do. And here's why I'm going to say it's incredibly stupid. Because unless your competitor is actually also the customer, which might be a little conflict of interest in this day and age, but unless, for example, we're talking about a physician-owned distributorship, and so you can't get that physician's business because he's doing business with his own distributorship, and I don't even know at this point what the legalities or ethics of that are. I'll leave that to you and your own investigations. But unless it's a situation like that, you've got a shot at the business, and here's why. Customers always want solutions. Healthcare professionals and institutions always want solutions. They've got problems. They've got challenges. They have mandates they have to meet for the federal, state, and local governments and all kinds of things. So don't tell me that if you bring a better solution, if you're able to solve their problems in a more significant way than one of your competitors is doing right now, don't tell me that they're not going to listen. Maybe the challenge is just motivating yourself to try. So that's one thing. And by the way, you could probably tell that I'm just doing this off, you know, I'm improvising here while I'm thinking about this. But I'm going to get a little bit more organized to talk about what you should do next year to really have an awesome 2017 in your territory. And if you're listening to this podcast, because it may be up beyond 2017, it will still apply. The things I'm going to talk about today pretty much are ageless and timeless. They're evergreen. They have an unlimited shelf life. So take advantage of it. Now, the first thing, I want you to consider the quote of a very wise man. You probably know this guy. His name is Al. His friends called him Al. His real name is Albert, and his last name is Einstein. So I'm talking about Albert Einstein. A lot of people consider Albert Einstein to be a very, very intelligent human being, maybe one of the most intelligent human beings in the last century or two. But Einstein, there's all kinds of quotes and things that are attributed to Einstein, but there is one thing which resonates with me. In fact, it's something that I frequently think of and try to obey myself when I'm not making the progress that I want to make. Here's the quote. You've heard it before. Einstein's definition of insanity. Insanity is doing things the same way over and over, but expecting different results. Have you ever done that? Are you guilty of that? Come on. You probably are. And again, it goes back to what I said at the very beginning of this podcast. We're creatures of habit. We tend to do the same things over and over. We don't deviate from our habits unless we make a conscious effort. So here's the thing. If you don't change any of your sales behaviors from last year, you're destined to have the results that you had this year again next year. Would you question that? If you keep doing the same thing, why would you expect different results? In fact, I'll share this with you. You know, something that's pretty top of the mind in medical sales for me is that things are changing. We just had a presidential election, right? I've been saying that a lot lately, but we know there's going to be some changes. You know, for example, President-elect Trump is planning on undoing the Affordable Care Act. Whether he does it completely or to some extent, we don't know. But talk like this and the general consensus in Congress is that they want to make some changes in healthcare. When there's changes in healthcare, they're going to affect you. Healthcare, you know, from, well, it's been this way for a long time, but it's going to be very dynamic. We're going to see changes year in and year out. So you have to take a moment and look at what you're doing and decide whether or not it's really working well in a changing healthcare environment. So that's one place you might want to begin. Now, your enemy, getting back to competition, people think of their competition as the enemy. When I'm talking about targeting the competition, really what I'm talking about is targeting the status quo. We know that healthcare professionals are very resistant to change, and with good reasons. You know, they really do make life and death buying decisions. Not all the time, but even when they're not making life and death buying decisions, true life and death buying decisions, they treat them like life and death buying decisions, like choosing a pack of gum. Like, you know, I can't decide if I want the mint or the spearmint. And what they'll probably do is just stay with whatever they're doing, because that's the way healthcare professionals think. But your enemy is not your competitor per se. Your enemy is the status quo. In other words, your customer's resistance to change, their desire to embrace the status quo and to do what they've always done. So keep that in mind, that it's not just your ability to position your products or what you do against a competitive product. It's really about getting the customer to think differently and to avail them of information and opportunities and obstacles that they may be unaware of. That's what a selling job is. It's not just talking about products. You know, people talk about consultative selling or consultative selling, whichever way you pronounce it or mispronounce it. But very few people do that. People say, well, I'm a sales consultant, but they go and just talk about their product, and they talk about the product the same way to everybody they meet. That's not consultative selling. That's being a product detailer. So this is only going to get you so far. You need to be able to assess what it is your customers want, why they haven't changed yet, and to see and be creative enough to be able to position your product or service in a way that it resonates with them where they want to try it, evaluate it, use it, or buy it, whatever works. So it's important also as we go into the new year. New year is a great opportunity to do one other thing. That is to stop making excuses. Are there reasons your customers don't buy? Of course. Are there reasons you're not selling more, why you're not hitting quota, or why you're not exceeding quota by the amount you wanted to exceed it? Of course there are. But don't make excuses. Make changes. Learn more. Know more. Sell strategically. Work harder. Yeah, I know everybody works hard, but are you really working as hard as you can? Here's something that I always try to do, and I'm oftentimes very unsuccessful at it. I would rather put in 6 or 8 hours, really busting my ass, working hard, being very, very efficient, not having time to come up and take a breath and get a lot done. I'd rather work that way than to take 10 hours and coast and be very relaxed and not get as much done. So, you know, don't make excuses. Become more efficient. Work harder, but strive to work harder for a shorter period of time. Strive to work harder so maybe you could spend more time planning, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But what you really need to do is stop making excuses, because nobody cares. I mean, they really don't. Your sales manager doesn't care. Your customers, they sure as hell don't care. The only thing they care about is that you are able to provide them with the products and services they need to perform the services that they need to perform for their patients. That's all they care about. So if there's a reason you can't help them to do that, fix it. Don't start making excuses. Try to be someone who over-delivers, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. I've talked about that many times over the years. Very important to do that. And one other thing I'll talk about, because again, these are just things that are popping up. You need to cross-sell if you can. I understand that some of you only have one product or a couple of products, and you can't really cross-sell with those products. But so many sales reps that I meet have a diverse product line. So don't just sell the big high-ticket items or the low-hanging fruit, you know, the one that's easy to sell. Sell the other products too. And there's a couple of reasons for doing this. Number one, probably the biggest reason for you, is when you do this consistently, even if they're not high-ticket items, it adds up and you could add a nice chunk of income and sales volume to your territory. It's really, really a wonderful thing. But the other thing is that when you have a lot of support products in your portfolio and in your customer base, these products are frequently, not always, but these are frequently the products that are least likely to be stolen away by your competition. Now, it depends, but, you know, for example, if you're selling high-ticket disposable items like pacemakers or orthopedic implants, for example, you know, any of those types of things, and you have, you know, some ancillary products, you know, bone cement, screws, pins, wires, I don't know, whatever they might be for your particular industry or specialty. This is your bread and butter business. This is a base of business that can endure. So spend some time building this, because then, you know, if you do lose a high volume user, an account, or a surgeon, it's not as painful. Don't get me wrong, it's very, very painful from the standpoint of losing that volume of business. In fact, it could be excruciating if it's a large volume. But in terms of your ability to meet your overhead, when you have that base of business, you're just going to sleep better at night. So think about cross-selling. Look for your best customers first, you know, the ones who are usually more than happy to help you out ask them to try and evaluate, ask if they would support getting your product into the hospital. You know, get a letter, get a note, ask them to make a phone call or stop into the whoever the powers that be to do this for you. And if it's something they use in their practice, ask if they'll order it for their practice. You know, go to your best customers first. One other thing to do in the new year, start thinking about those customers that you haven't seen very much in the past. In fact, don't just think about them, go see them. You need to think about ways where you could see all of your customers on a regular basis. And the reason for doing this is because very often these customers who aren't getting the attention that they want and deserve, they become buyers. And when they become buyers, they will usually go to the salespeople who they've seen on a regular basis throughout the year, or those who they've seen a lot of recently. You want that to be you. So this is a great time. It's the new year when you know, sometimes it's difficult to walk into a customer's office if you haven't seen them in a while. It's a great time to say, you know, hey, Margaret, I know I haven't been here in a long time. It's a new year. I've reorganized my schedule. I plan on being here at least 3-4 times a quarter. How's your business going? How has the changes in healthcare affected you? What's most important to you? You know, go in there and start identifying what their needs are. Refamiliarize yourself with these customers, but at a very, very different level. You know, don't be that product pushing salesperson. Show them that you care about them. Get in the habit of reading several times a week about the specialties or entities that you sell to. A lot of you intend to do this, but you just never get around to it. And it's so easy to be diverted from this. Here's a point that I think you'll find that it's hard to argue with. You do have downtime in your day. There's probably times when you have to eat breakfast or eat lunch, or you might even be eating dinner by yourself if you're out in the territory and you can't go home for dinner. There's times when you go to the bathroom, and let's be honest, a lot of you, when you go to the bathroom, your cell phone's in your hand. I know others, you don't want to think about that, but yeah, there are people who take their phones and their tablets into the bathroom, and you could be, you know, going through Facebook or Twitter or, you know, whatever social media outlet you love and just got to find out what's going on there. Or you could check your email and see if there's any Google alerts about changes that are happening in your industry. Which do you think will help you make more money? I'm just going to let you think about that. But please don't make excuses that you don't have time to read, you don't have time to keep up with what's happening in your industry. It's in the palm of your hand, literally. Another thing in 2017 that you could assess whether or not you actually are good at doing this, and if you're not, 2017 is a great time to start doing it. Do what you say you're going to do. Let you think about that for a second. So many sales reps don't. When you make a commitment to a customer, even if it's to get back to them or to answer a question or to send a piece of literature, whatever it is, treat it like an absolute commitment, because in their minds it is. They may not remember what you do for them. I'm talking about your customers, but trust me, they will never forget when you fail to deliver on a promise that you make. Let's talk about your selling. This is a great time to change the way you sell. Instead of selling intuitively, which is the way most salespeople sell, they just decide to wing it. They don't prepare. They don't do any pre-sales call planning. They just show up at the account and just, you know, right, kind of like what I'm doing now. Just, you know, they, from whatever's on the top of their head, you know, hey, Doc, how you doing? Yeah, you know, I thought I'd come by. You have a time to look at this new widget I have? Yeah, it's really cool. You know, check it out. It comes in blue, comes in red. It's made of a high-impact plastic. It's autoclavable. It's machine washable in the, washer sterilizer. That's not a sales presentation. That's a rogue amateur trying to sell something. Stop selling intuitively. Sell strategically. If you don't know how to do that or you want to learn how to do it, this might be a good time to take a look at Medical Sales Academy. That's my online training course. This isn't a commercial. It's someplace I'm going to send you because I know it works. Go to medicalsalesacademy.com and check it out. Plan ahead of time, you know, for your sales calls and whatever you have to do. It's great to plan your week in advance. You know, take a look at the absolute schedules you have, the appointments, the places you have to be when you have to be there, and then plan the rest of your schedule in the most efficient and productive way possible based on what your calendar already looks like. But the only way this can happen is if you take some time, let's say on a Sunday night, or you're even on a Monday morning. It doesn't matter when you do it. What matters is that you do it. And also, try to be more efficient starting in the new year. You know, we live in the age of technology. We are able to put systems in place. You know, for example, if you find yourself in a situation where you're calling your office to send documents, or you tell a customer that when you get back home, you'll mail a document to them or email a document to them or whatever it is, you could have these documents on your tablet or in the cloud somewhere or on your iPhone or Android phone. And when a customer requests it, you can immediately send it to them. How cool is that? You can have it in Dropbox if you want to put it in Dropbox and send it from there. The point is, start getting efficient. Don't let things accumulate and respond to your customers immediately. When you do that, man, I got to tell you, your relationship bank account with them goes way up, because you're like Johnny on the spot. They don't have to wonder if or when you're going to do something. They know that you will do it. Take advantage of technology as much as you can. There's all kinds of apps for planning the travel through your geographical territory. Check those out. Start, you know, getting better at keeping track of your expenses, so you could do your expense reports. There's so many little pieces of technology that could make your life easier. Start using them. You know, I mean, 1981 wants their sales rep back. That's not you. You are a 21st century medical sales professional. Act like it. Use the technology that's available to you. And finally, one thing I advise you to do in the new year, that is, keep listening to me. Keep reading my articles and watching my videos. I'll do what I can to help you. I can't do it for you. But, you know, repetition is the mother of learning. If you keep listening and paying attention to the content that I put out there, sooner or later, it's going to resonate with you, or it will connect with you at the right moment when you're out making that critical sales call or trying to close that critical sale. And what's it going to cost you? It's not going to cost you anything. So thanks so much for listening and being a part of my community this year. It's been an awesome experience for you. I've had a great year this year, doing a lot of things differently, trying to make a lot of the training that I have more accessible all over the world where you don't need me on site. But for those of you who brought me on site this year to speak to your sales teams, to deliver workshops, thank you so much. It's been a blast, and that's how I continue to learn. I learn from you. I am more or less the accumulator and the redistributor of this information, but I learn from all the people that I work with. So thanks, and I hope you'll continue to do that. And by the way, just a quick aside, again, the end of 2017, very often throughout the year, there are so many people who contact me who are trying to get into medical sales. And I've helped a lot of people by taking a rather unorthodox direct approach, not going through recruiters, and my batting average is really, really great with this. I'm considering writing something. I wanted to do it over the holidays. And I recently wrote an article where you could find out more about this if you're, you know, again, if you're in the situation where you're trying to land your first medical sales job, or maybe you want to look for another job, because that happens a lot in this industry as well. So if you are, you might want to read this article. It's lengthy. It's an article about me and how I got into medical sales and some of the things I realized, but I think it'll resonate with you. Leave it up. It'll probably be through the end of December, maybe part of January, but I will leave it up. You can find that right underneath this podcast at medicalsalesguru.com. So if you're listening on iTunes, go to medicalsalesguru.com, find this podcast, And if you look at the end of the podcast, I mean, on the site, you will find the link to this article about, you know, which is about getting hired in medical sales. So I hope that will be helpful to a lot of you who are either planning on moving to a new position or trying to land your first one. How cool is that? So this is it. This is my last podcast of the year. I will speak to you again in January. I hope you'll be there. And until then, have happy holidays, be safe, spend time with the people you love and care about. Because remember, while medical sales is an awesome, awesome career, it's not your life. A career is not your life. A career is the fuel for your life. Your life is the people you care about. It's the things you enjoy doing. And if your career is the thing you enjoy doing, then maybe it is your life. Nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, or at the end of your life, what you're going to look back on are the experiences you had with the people you love. So keep focusing on creating new experiences, and I hope you'll do that over the holidays. And of course, I need to remind you, like I do at the end of every podcast, no matter what you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Starting next year, start doing more things for the patient and watch your sales grow. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, it has been my pleasure being with you this year. I'll see you in January. Until then, good selling. Bye for now.